It's like walking on ball bearings. A real hazard is falling rocks, and a small rock falling at 50 miles an hour is going to take you out.
I was almost killed in the Yukon. One exactly like that going down, screwy like this. Got to the bottom, turned around, and one just went straight past my head. You know, so we've got to be really cautious on this.
This moraine is now getting too dangerous. Cutting through this undergrowth will be hard going, but it will reduce our risk.
Man, it's like being back in the jungle.
I feel like I'm engulfed, you know, in the environment, in the wilderness. You know, the trees are so tall and so thick, I can't even see what direction we're going. Is it going to end ever?
After over a mile battling the dense brushwood, we finally hit the river.
Do you know what? Just stay here, let me have a little look.
This is looking too dangerous to cross. The glacial meltwater charges down over 300 foot of boulder and sheer rock face to the base of the waterfall.
I want nothing to do with coming off a waterfall.
It's too slippery. There's no way he would ask me to do something crazy. Would he?
Yeah.
The waterfall looks way too dangerous to go down this side.
Try and look for a place to cross.
Sean's greatest fear is water. This is going to be a nightmare for him, and it's starting to show.
300-foot drop, and I don't like water.
I know. But that way is way more dangerous.